Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on the BlueZoneWellness.org on this rainy Sunday afternoon here in the beautiful Orlando, Florida area. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm a traditionally trained naturopathic doctor with a practice and a ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. Many people in these times are very interested in natural alternative therapies, and I hope to be able to educate you in that direction. You know, we have a very interesting show for you today, and we'd just like to remind you to join us every Sunday afternoon here from 4 to 5 p.m. to discuss some of these great insights into natural and alternative therapies. Now, I want to also remind you, if you're listening here week after week, during the week, to visit me on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/naturedoc. That's facebook.com/naturedoc, NATUREDOC, Nature Doc. Or you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/BlueZoneWellness. That's twitter.com/BlueZoneWellness. You can also visit BlueZoneWellness.org. You can listen there live to the show on BlueZoneWellness.org. You can also listen live to the show on blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. Also, we'd just like to remind you that we have, we're looking at potentially adding maybe a show or two in the week. We've not decided whether or not we're going to do that yet. And we're going to go ahead right now and get started and basically talk about what we're going to be, or give you an overview of what we're going to be talking about today. If you've listened before, we do this. If you haven't listened before, we do this, and we have three segments. The first segment is the Week in Natural News Review, where we talk about or discuss articles that have come out with respect to health and wellness, and sometimes general articles in general, and we talk about them from a natural health perspective or angle. And the second segment, we deal or talk about, discuss, and analyze a healing food. And in the third segment, we talk about a healing herb or supplement. So today in this first segment, we have some very interesting articles. I'll be talking about an article that deals with how frying red meat can actually boost the risk of prostate cancer in men. I'll also be talking about some foods that we can consume that actually help counter depression. The third article will involve herbs that are amazing in terms of providing calcium, a couple of herbs known amongst herbalists and many natural practitioners that can help your body to get its requirements of calcium, which is probably the most, or is the most, plentiful nutrient or mineral, if you will, in the body. Okay, finally, we also have in this first segment, we'll also be talking about a particular nut that actually helps the sperm count. A lot of women are suffering from issues with fertility, and actually many times fertility or lack of the ability to produce children, sometimes about 40% of the time, the studies show, can be directly associated with a male's capacity to produce healthy sperm. Not always the case, but that's sometimes the case. And so we're going to talk about how eating a simple nut can actually help benefit this issue with sperm issues. And finally, in our last segment, our healing herb supplement segment, we're going to be talking about or the herb called yohimbe, which is a herb that is native to Central Africa, but it is widely used as a potent remedy for erectile dysfunction and impotence, not to mention to help those that have diminished sex drive. It is sometimes referred to as a herbal Viagra, or put in the same category. So as you see, we have a very interesting show. We're going to get right into these articles right after this brief message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health. You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We seem to have had some technical difficulties there while we were on that break, and we apologize for that. We actually lost a few minutes there on trying to get back up on air, but I think we're back now. We're going okay. But we need to go ahead and get started. So we're going to get right into this first article, which is an article taken from naturalnews.com entitled "Frying Red Meat Boosts Risk of Prostate Cancer by a Whopping 40%, written by Mr. John Phillip. Here again, we've talked about the, first of all here, we've talked about the consumption of flesh and the dangers of consuming animal products. And then when you combine the dangers of consuming animal products in general with certain procedures of cooking it, you even intensify potential problems a lot more. According to this article, there was a research team published in the journal Carcinogenesis from the University of Southern California and Cancer Prevention Institute of California, and they found that cooking red meats at high temperatures, especially pan-fried red meats, may actually increase the risk of advanced prostate cancer by as much as 40%. Yep. So, in other words, if you're eating red meat, and most men that I've talked with, they understand that eating red meat actually significantly increases the likelihood that you will be diagnosed or develop prostate cancer. So, most men know this now that I've come across. Now, for many, they haven't changed their dietary habits, but nevertheless, many men know this now. And now, to increase the likelihood of being diagnosed with prostate cancer even more, now, when you fry this, according to this study, and there's been many studies that have talked about and discussed the dangers of frying foods anyway. And so now here we have, if you fry red meat, and if you're a male, not only does this increase digestive cancer incidences, but it also increased your risk of developing not just prostate cancer, but of developing advanced prostate cancer by as much as 40%. In this particular study, the researchers gathered data from nearly 2,000 individuals that were participating in a California collaborative prostate study. And over the course of the study, more than 1,000 of the men included were diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. So if you had, they took 2,000 men who were participating in the study, and out of the 2,000 men, more than 1,000 ended up developing advanced prostate cancer. The lead study author, Dr. Mariana Stern, wrote, quote, "We found that men who ate more than 1.5 servings of pan-fried red meat per week increased their risk of advanced prostate cancer by 30%. In addition, men who ate more than 2.5 servings of red meat cooked at high temperatures were 40% more likely to have advanced prostate cancer," she said. So just by consuming 1.5 servings of pan-fried red meat per week, many people eat more than that in a day. Many people eat more. You increase your risk of advanced prostate cancer by 30%. And if you eat more than 2.5 servings of red meat cooked at high temperatures per day, you increase it by a full 40% that you would develop an advanced prostate cancer. The article went on to point out that this was more prominent when the men ate hamburgers as opposed to when they ate steaks. Not that steaks are that much more healthy for you. It's just that hamburgers tend to cook quicker at a higher heat than do the steaks. Of course, unless you're eating a steak medium rare, and then of course it's not cooked, and there's an entirely different issue that you have to deal with. But according to the article, they speculate that the findings are a result of different levels of carcinogen accumulation found in the hamburgers as they attain higher internal and external temperatures faster than the steak does. And they also went on to point out from a scientific angle that the cooking method is actually a very significant factor in determining the risk of developing many different forms of cancer due to the formation of DNA-damaging carcinogens called heterocyclic amines, or HCAs. And during the cooking of red meat and poultry, HCAs are formed when sugars and amino acids are cooked at higher temperatures for longer periods of time. So here on Blue Zone Wellness, if you've listened to us for any amount of time, you know that we've always promoted a plant-based, or what's popularly known as a vegan diet. And these are just some of the reasons that we do so. Not only that, because in practice, in personal practice, you begin to notice trends, and you begin to see that certain people who eat certain ways have certain diseases. And you also begin to learn in practice when you begin to alter these lifestyle changes and begin to alter these patterns of eating, you begin to see many times the disease begin to reverse in people. And so we not only do we notice by the studies, but we notice by practice, clinical practice. And so this is, I mean, it's not just a fanciful opinion when we talk about this. We're actually discussing things that we actually know to be true from experience as well as science. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness here on BlueZoneWellness.org. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're going to move right on to our next article at this time. We're still in our first segment. We had a we had a few technical difficulties a few minutes ago. And if you're listening, if you would like to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's a toll-free call if you're in the United States. That's, again, that's 917-889-2207. Now, the next article was an article also. It came out on yesterday. It was titled "Foods That Can Actually Help Counter Depression." And we're going to discuss and analyze this article. It probably could have gone in our healing food segment, but we have something different for that. But this is a very interesting article and very, very important article, I think, as well. Many people are actually suffering. Many people are suffering from depression and other mental challenges, depression being one of the many. And so one of, and drugs that are designed to help depression are some of the most popularly prescribed drugs in the United States and perhaps even in the world. And so one of the things that we look at when we can find natural methods to control depression, we should really, really take that to heart. Eating the correct foods actually may help to counter depression in certain cases. We've found that many times people who are severely constipated and end up suffering from auto-intoxication, in other words, the impurities of the colon spill over into the bloodstream, this can actually contribute to depression. Now, who would have thought that by being constipated, that could contribute to a depressive state of mind? But nevertheless, it can, because the body functions as a whole. The body does not function, no organ or system functions as an island outside of the body. And so when the body is compromised in one area, all of the body suffers. And this is very important to understand when you're dealing with diseases and abnormalities. Now, to move on to this article, depression often, as pointed out by the article, but not always, is linked to low blood pressure, low blood sugar, or sometimes low thyroid functions, and or low adrenal gland function. So depressed patients who crave foods, the article went on to point out, which is true, such as cheese, chocolate, may actually be lacking in the amino acid tyrosine in their system. Tyrosine is said to normalize your blood pressure, because it does. It can help contribute to that, stimulate the thyroid, and also to contribute to blood sugar stabilization via adrenal support. So here it's very important to understand the role of organs like the adrenal glands and how they play an important role in depression. Now, according to the article, some of the foods containing tyrosine, again, which is an amino acid that's been shown to help in cases of depression, some foods that contain tyrosine is alfalfa, almonds, apple, asparagus, avocado, banana, beet, carrot, cherries, cucumbers, lettuce, parsley, peanuts, spinach, strawberries, watercress, and watermelon. These are some of the plant-based sources that contain tyrosine. Now, there are some meat-based sources as well, but as we've said here before, it makes more sense to us to get your nutrients directly from the plant rather than getting them through an animal secondhand. Also, the article went on to point out how some of the signs of adrenal stress, it's something that I deal with quite frequently in this practice, is adrenal fatigue or adrenal stress. And some of the signs of adrenal insufficiency or adrenal stress or fatigue include the inability to concentrate, excessive fatigue, nervousness and irritability, depression, and very low tolerance for stress. And these worn-out adrenal glands many times can be helped by, especially vitamin B5, but by the vitamin B complex as a whole. And some of the foods that are high in vitamin B5 include some of the plant-based foods, include bean sprouts, also peanuts, pineapple, and watermelon. So here's some foods that are high in certain nutrients, and these nutrients are known to help the body deal with depression. So here you can get many of the nutrients that you need to help depression by eating foods that are high in these areas. Again, there's some herbs also that are high that can help as well. That are high in substances like vitamin C, which is a substance that also can also help with depression. And foods that are high in vitamin C, again, alfalfa, which is a herb, banana, berries, Brazil nuts, cabbage, cauliflower, all citrus fruits, spinach, sweet potatoes, and as well as leafy vegetables. So here are some of the foods that actually help are high in vitamin C, and vitamin C is also a nutrient that actually can help the body deal with stress or with adrenal fatigue, and thereby helping it deal also with depression. Herbs that are actually high in vitamin C include safflower and parsley, kelp, sage, also as well as Siberian ginseng, also called elytral root. These are some of the herbs that can help, as well as the foods that actually can help counter depression. So if you are always, if you're experiencing depression, one of the chief things that you can do is alter your diet. Something else that you're going to have to do is include exercise. You're going to have to change your diet. And it's just a lifestyle change, but these are actually some of the foods that are high in some of the nutrients that are known to help the body deal with certain stressors, and they're high in certain foods or high in certain nutrients to help the body function adequately and not be overcome with stress and depression. Again, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We are running just a bit behind because we had some technical difficulties early in the show. We seem to have lost connection there for a while, but we're moving right along here. What we're going to do is we're going to move on to our next article, which was entitled Horse Tail and Oat Straw are Two Powerhouse Herbs for Calcium. Now, there are many calcium, as I said in the beginning of the show, is a mineral that occurs at a very, very high rate in the body, and probably it is the most plentiful nutrient in the body. And there are many people who are found to be calcium deficient, but there are very few people who know that there are powerful herbs that actually contain calcium. Now, according to this article, these two herbs, and I know this to be true, especially with respect to horsetail. Horsetail and oat straw are two powerhouse herbs for calcium. According to the article, the University of Maryland Medical Center published a clinical study in 1999 involving 122 women who took horsetail extract or a calcium/horsetail product marketed in Italy. Both sets of women saw improvement in their bone density, even though the study was not performed to current scientific standards. The article pointed out that the results did still show promise for horsetail in healing osteoporosis. Now, and one of the things, if you're going to take horsetail to help prevent or to treat osteoporosis, one of the other things that you're going to need to do also is to cut out cow's milk. That is a discussion for a different day, but because cow's milk is very acidic, it leaves an acid ash, it throws the pH balance of the body from an alkaline area to an acid area, and when the body is thrown from alkaline area to an acid area, it's going to contribute to consuming the calcium, which is what we call one of your buffering minerals. It's going to contribute to consuming the calcium and causing you to be thrown into a situation to where you are deficient. And so, if you're deficient in calcium, and it's very important to have adequate calcium levels, because calcium acts in the body. It is the most abundant mineral, as I've said before, in your body, and it is used in your cardiovascular system to contract and dilate your blood vessels. It's also the mineral that makes muscles contract. It helps send signals and nerves to transmit those signals to your brain. So it's a very, very important mineral, and so you really don't need to be lacking it. Now, the article went on to point out how the reason why horsetail, also called shave grass, and that's the thing with many herbs, sometimes some herbs have different names, but it's the same herb. So horsetail is one name it's called by, shave grass is another one that it's called by. Horsetail may actually restore bone loss, and the article goes on to point out because of the high levels of the plant silica that the horsetail contains. Now, in your body, the silica converts to calcium. So horsetail then being high in silica, when you take it inside, of course, if it converts to calcium, you have higher levels of absorbable calcium in the body, or absorbable silica, which converts to calcium. So essentially it's having higher levels of organic-based assimilable calcium in your body. In fact, the article quotes Dr. John Ray Christopher, who was an herbalist, a master herbalist, but he was also a naturopath. And he, of course, called horsetail a master calcium herb, quote. And he used it along with oat straw and the herb comfrey root, as well as lobelia, in his herbal calcium tea formula. Now, also, the article points out further that Nobel Prize nominee C. Lewis Curran, wrote extensively about the parallels between plant silica and calcium in his book Biological Transmutation. And so, again, this is an article entitled Horsetail and Oat Straw are Two Powerful Herbs for Calcium. So if you look at the, and you can, it was taken from naturalnews.com, and I highly recommend that if you are going into an area where you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, it would be a good idea to get a hold of Horsetail. We actually carry a formula called Skin, Hair, and Nails, which is high in silica. Or you can take this formula from Dr. John Christopher here, where it includes oat straw, comfrey root, lobelia, and basically it calls it a calcium tea. So it actually helps the body significantly. So if you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, or if you just want to make sure that your calcium levels stay up, I would highly recommend maybe taking some either oat straw as well as silica in its form. But oat straw is a very, very beneficial herb. And not only oat straw, but as Dr. Christopher pointed out, he had comfrey root in it. He had oat straw in it. He had also had lobelia in his comfrey tea formula. Also, we're going to move right on because, again, like I said earlier, we were thrown off just a little bit because we lost connection. But before we move on from this article, just want to, as the article pointed out, and this is very true, as I said earlier, some of the things that strip calcium from your bones, it's good to take the supplements and the herbal supplements for your calcium because they're more assimilable than maybe some of these calcium tablets, per se. But at the same time, you can't take in the horsetail and the oat straw, et cetera. But at the same time, products such as refined white sugar, white flour products, alcohol, soft drinks, steroids even, and junk foods will leach calcium from your bones in order to correct the acid situation that I spoke about earlier, and it can cause big problems. And so it is very important to take this into account. Again, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness at bluezonewellness.org. You may also be listening on blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. If you would like to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's a free call if you're in the United States. We also have the chat room open. If you have a question or a comment, you can do so in the chat room. There we have the chat room open at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. You can go there and look at the dog into the chat room if you have something to say. And we're still in our first segment. As I said earlier, we were thrown off a little bit because we lost connection. And the last article that we'll deal with in this first segment in our Weekend Natural News Review was an article published on the 23rd of August entitled "Walnuts Improve the Health of Sperm, Research Suggests." This is an article by J.D. Hayes, found on naturalnews.com again. And the article starts off by saying, eating a couple of handfuls of walnuts a day can actually improve the health of sperm, according to new research just published in the medical journal Biology of Reproduction. Now, we did a show earlier some time ago when we were still on the Big 810 AM in Orlando in our healing food segment, and we discussed the benefits of walnuts for your brain. And we talked about how walnuts, eating a couple of handfuls of walnuts per day, can actually increase your intelligence. And here now we have another study that comes out, and it talks about how eating walnuts, a couple of handfuls of walnuts a day can actually improve the health of sperm. Now, this article cites a study saying that the study pointed out that the sperm shape, the movement, and overall vitality improved in men who added walnuts to their diets over the course of 12 weeks. So that's 3 months. And they believe that the fatty acids that are found in the walnuts were actually what aided in the sperm development, according to the study, though it wasn't totally clear if they contribute to improving male fertility. The article went on to say that about 1 in 6 couples are infertile, according to separate research, with 40% of those due to a male deficiency. So if this research is, for previous research, according to this article, 1 in 6 couples are actually infertile, and 40% of that can be contributed to the deficiency in the male partner in this case. The article went on to say, citing Dr. Alan Pacey, who's a senior lecturer in andrology at the University of Sheffield in England. According to him, he said, quote, "It would be relatively easy to poke fun at studies like this, but there is increasing evidence to show that aspects of a man's diet can affect the number and quality of sperm produced by his testicles." So again, we're back here, which is one of the main doctrines of natural practitioners and natural medicine, is that what you place into your body, your food, has more to do, as well as your overall lifestyle, but especially your food, has more to do with many of the abnormalities and diseases and other areas that that we're seeing here than any other single thing, with maybe the exception of negative thoughts and hateful thoughts, unforgiving thoughts. Outside of that, your food plays a large, probably the single most important thing in terms of your health. Now the science is confirming what natural practitioners have said all along, that what you put in your mouth affects your body. And here now we see that even the ability of men to produce sperm cells that are in shape, as it were, to be able to do their job, is even affected by what they put into their mouths. The article went on to point out, that the study by UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health involved 117 men between the ages of 21 and 35 who were actually divided into two groups. And one of the groups added 2.6 ounces of whole shell walnuts to their daily diets, while members of the second group continued their same diet but avoided tree nuts altogether. Both groups ate a typical Western-style diet. And the professor Wendy Robbins, who was the lead author of the study, said, quote, "We found a significant improvement in sperm parameters in the group that consumed the walnuts." She went on to say that the men who ate no tree nuts saw no change. She also added that sperm quality improved overall in terms of concentration, in terms of shape, and in terms of vitality and chromosome abnormalities. So the study has been well executed. According to Dr. Alan Pacey, who, again, he was the senior lecturer in andrology at the University of Sheffield in England, commenting on the study, he thought that the study was well executed, but he said his only criticism would be that the men in the walnut-eating arm of the trial would have altered, or actually could have altered, other aspects of their behavior to give the results shown in the paper a different outcome. And he said a better trial would be to produce tablets of walnut extract that looked identical to a placebo, so that the study would be completely blind, which in his point is well taken. But whenever you do that, you actually also run into the issue with, although you can take the walnut extract, etc., you're still not getting all of the nutrients that the creator might have put in the walnut. And so that is the downside of that. So that's, again, if you want to improve the life and the health, if you want your sperm to be fit, one of the things that you can do in contributing to your overall lifestyle is eating a couple of handfuls of walnuts every day. And this could actually help, especially if you're trying to, with your wife, or trying to have children, this could be something that may help. Because the studies show that if you can't do it naturally, if it has to be done through the traditional medical system, then it is very, very expensive. It's actually cost prohibitive for the great majority of people. But who knows, maybe eating walnuts, and this study was done over a three-month period, 12 weeks. So it may take a little time, 6 months or whatever, but you may actually end up seeing the benefits by strengthening, getting your sperm a remake. Now, what we're going to do, we're not going to break here. We normally break, go to a quick break before we go into our healing food section. But because we lost some time early in the show due to technical failure, we're going to move and go right into our second segment, which is our healing food segment. Now, if you're a new listener, this is the time that we talk about a healing food. Many times people don't realize how healing foods are, how foods are actually medicines. And so we typically every week deal with a particular healing food. This week, the food that we're going to deal with, we typically do maybe an apple or orange or a pineapple or something, but this time we're actually going to take berries. We're going to look at basically at one area of foods, and we're going to look at berries. We're going to look at briefly here blueberries. We're going to look at cranberries, strawberries, and raspberries. Now, berries are actually among the best fruits that you can eat on this entire planet. They taste good, and most people that I know like berries, but they're also densely packed with a variety of very potent phytochemicals. And of course, the best way to eat berries is in their raw, natural state. And so we're going to go ahead and look at blueberries. Now, blueberries are actually associated in many cases with numerous health benefits, including protection against urinary tract infections, cancer, age-related health conditions, as well as brain damage from strokes. There's been some research that also shows that they actually may reduce the buildup of so-called bad cholesterol or your LDL cholesterol, which also contributes to heart disease and stroke. Researchers at the USDA Human Nutrition Center, HNRCA, have ranked blueberries the number one in antioxidant activity when compared to 40 other fresh fruits and vegetables. Again, as I said earlier, they actually contain powerful phytochemicals such as anthocyanin, which is the phytochemical that actually gives the blueberries their color. And that actually points to, usually when you see these different colors, you've heard me say on here before if you've listened, to eat in line with the colors of the rainbow. And if you eat in line, if the majority of your diet is comprised of the foods in your diet are comprised of the colors of the rainbow, you should be okay, especially if you're eating them in their raw state. So again, the colors of the rainbow are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And so here we have blueberries. And that color, that pigment is one of the things that points out the level of phytochemicals / antioxidants that's contained in the berry. And so, as I said earlier, blueberries have been associated or have been found to have numerous health benefits. Again, including urinary tract infection, helping prevent urinary tract infections, cancer, age-related conditions, as well as brain damage from strokes, and also LDL or bad cholesterol. Not only that, but your overall cholesterol level. In fact, the European blueberry, bilberry, is also known to prevent and even help reverse the most common cause of blindness, which is macular degeneration. So here we have the Creator again has given us our foods for our medicine, and if we eat them on a consistent fashion, and we eat them in and combine that with an overall healthy lifestyle, we will find that many of the diseases that we are finding ourselves and our loved ones diagnosed with actually would not be there. Additionally, blueberries also contain vitamins A, vitamin C, zinc, potassium, iron, calcium, and magnesium. And of course, they're also high in fiber and low in calories. Now, that's so if you like blueberries, then you're fortunate, because not only do they taste good, but they're good for you. Also, now we move on to cranberries. Most people know cranberries or are familiar with cranberry or cranberry juice as being very good for urinary tract infections, and in fact, they are. And cranberries also can help protect against cancer and stroke and heart disease, again because of their high content of phytochemicals. And they're also rich in what we call polyphenols, which is a very potent antioxidant. Not only that, researchers have found that they may inhibit the growth of human breast cancer cells as well as reduce the risk of gum disease and stomach ulcers. Cranberries have also been found to be able to decrease levels of total cholesterol as well as bad cholesterol in animals. So again, that's cranberries. They're very, very effective as well. Now, we will go on to strawberries next. Strawberries came in this when the USDA did this analysis and they checked these berries against the capacity of 40 other fruits and vegetables and their antioxidant capacity. Strawberries came in second to blueberries in this analysis by the USDA. They found them, of course, to be rich in dietary fiber and manganese, and to contain more vitamin C than any other berry. So there you have it. Your strawberries have more vitamin C than any other berry. So if you want a natural, essentially, which is a natural antibiotic, essentially, vitamin C was one of the properties of it, then if you like strawberries, then I would recommend, if at all possible, try and eat organic strawberries. If not, if it's too expensive, if you can't get a hold of them, then it's better to eat regular strawberries than none at all. Make sure you wash the fruit off very well. There's even some things, some people sort of suggest washing the fruit off in white vinegar. Others suggest soaking it in water with a little bit of vinegar, etc. But ideally, it would be best to eat it organically. But if not, then eat what you can get as long as you make sure that it's washed off appropriately. Again, let's move on to raspberries here. Raspberries are also very rich in phytochemicals, cancer-fighting phytochemicals. And they also contain calcium. And they also are high in vitamins such as vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. They also are high in fiber, and they have folic acid. And so it's very, very, again, we see with raspberry, the same beneficial phytochemicals that you get from many of your other berries, as we talked about, like strawberry. And not only strawberry, but also blueberries and cranberries. And so if you're eating, yeah, healing foods is that you should eat copious amounts of berries. Of course, they should be eaten within reason. Nothing should be overdone. But if you're eating your berries, your blueberries, your cranberries, know that you're getting lots of phytochemicals. You're getting lots of cancer-fighting nutrients that the Creator has put into these foods. And these foods actually act in our bodies as medicines. They can help reverse aging. They can help slow aging because of their high level of antioxidant. They can help the aging both inside and out. They help the body fight cancer, help the body fight diabetes, and many of the other diseases and abnormalities that we have. And you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We're going to have a very, very quick break, and we're going to come back with our final segment. And it's a very interesting segment. We're going to be talking about the herb yohimbe, and it is considered by many to be the herbal Viagra. Be right back after this brief message.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net, and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening again. This is our final segment. This is our segment which we did with a healing herb supplement. And the herb that we're going to talk about today is going to be yohimbe. And Yohimbe is actually an evergreen tree native to Cameroon, Congo, and Gabon in Central Africa. And it grows very, very high. It's a very, very huge tree. It can grow up to about 130 feet, roughly. And that's 30 meters. And it can also can span as much as 50 feet or 16 meters across. It has a reddish-brown bark. And the leaf, the bark is the part used in herbal medicine. Now, yohimbe is actually the original source of the chemical yohimbine, which is used in drugs used to treat erectile dysfunction, and are actually sold under a number of different brand names, including Yocan, Yohimex, Yoman, etc. So yohimbine is also found in the South American herb Quibracho. And so here we have yohimbe, and so some pharmaceutical companies have actually taken it, copied the molecular structure, and made different erectile dysfunction drugs out of it. But yohimbe itself can be used as a remedy for erectile dysfunction as well as an aphrodisiac for use by people of both sexes, both men and women. In traditional African medicine, yohimbe is actually used as both an aphrodisiac and as a treatment for many skin conditions. Benefits: there are many benefits of yohimbe, and we'll talk about briefly some of the health conditions that yohimbe have been used for. Impotence and diminished sex drive has been used by many. For hundreds of years, and by the people in West Africa as well as the West Indies, they've made teas from the yohimbe bark, and they've used it as a sexual stimulant for the men. And there have been actually a number of studies of yohimbe, as well as the active constituent in yohimbe. This active constituent, yohimbine, actually is what has been studied as well, and is what has been extracted or has been copied. This compound, actually, the way it works, it actually inhibits a very specific set of nerve cells, and these nerve cells are known as the alpha-2 androgenic system, which actually prevents the flow of blood out of the penis. While preventing the flow of blood out of the penis, yohimbine actually simultaneously stimulates another group of nerve cells known as cholinergic receptors. These nerves actually regulate the flow of blood into the penis. So the combined effect actually increases the strength and the duration of erections. So this is basically the way that yohimbe or yohimbine actually works. And what's good about it, though, as opposed to drugs, is that yohimbine does not actually increase testosterone levels. Therefore, it does not contribute to the overgrowth of prostate tissue. It does increase the testosterone, which actually can lead to the overgrowth of prostate tissue. Neither does it contribute to male pattern baldness, because it doesn't do this, nor to growth of body hair, nor even to aggressive behavior or other problems that are associated with too much testosterone. And so when you take, sometimes drugs are made up or developed that actually try and increase the level of testosterone within the body. And when that happens, some of these other side effects can occur, where with yohimbe, you don't have that problem, and yet you get the benefit of being able to get the benefits of that we've been talking here about, with impotence as well as diminished sex drive. Some more things to consider with respect to yohimbe is that it has been shown to be effective in actually correcting impotence of physical as well as psychogenic origin. Many men are not functioning properly. Not only is sometimes it's not a physical issue, sometimes it's a emotional or mental issue. And yohimbine has been shown to be able to work in either the physical as well as the psychogenic origin of impotence. And it's actually has been frequently prescribed even by medical doctors for the treatment of impotence caused by atherosclerosis or diabetes. So here you have a herb or a constituent or someone is making a drug out of a herb that is so effective that doctors and traditional allopathic doctors and pharmaceutical companies have looked into it, and other even herbal companies have looked into it and have made different types of remedies or drugs out of it, yohimbe. Now, yohimbe, let's talk about a little bit more about it. Again, just to repeat what I just said, it is actually been frequently prescribed for the treatment of impotence caused by atherosclerosis as well as diabetes. This is another thing why it's so important to try and keep healthy. Many people don't realize that when you have these diseases, many times it actually also affects other areas of your life that you may not have thought that these things would affect. So many times men suffer who suffer from atherosclerosis also and diabetes actually have problems having an erection, and of course it's going to affect in many cases your sex life. And so when you're sick, there are more benefits to staying healthy than just looking well or not dying early from a disease. Yohimbe is also particularly effective for relieving sexual dysfunction caused by treatment with antidepressant drugs and that are actually known as selective serotonin uptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. These drugs include Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, and these drugs actually frequently produce sexual problems in men. In fact, there was in one study, 8 of 9 men experiencing sexual difficulties after beginning treatments with these drugs reported, not with all of these drugs, but with Prozac. So they took 9 men in one study, and 8 of the 9 who had started taking this Prozac and had begun experiencing sexual difficulties, 8 of the 9 actually reported benefit, great benefit, a better sexual function after treatment with yohimbine. In another study, a different study, all the participants taking yohimbine or yohimbe as prescribed experienced an improvement in their sexual performance even after treatment with SSRIs or these selective serotonin uptake reuptake inhibitors. Yohimbine may also correct sexually depressive side effects of high blood pressure of the high blood pressure drug catapress. Now, what's the best way to use yohimbe? Yohimbe is best used as a tincture. Best used as a tincture. And many times, there's some authors that warn to avoid yohimbe tablets because these do not contain actual yohimbe. And so, again, that goes back to the manufacturer or the company or the herb company that you're dealing with. Typically, if you're dealing with a personal practitioner, he or she will typically have this. But typically, if you're buying it out on your own, then you may want to get an extract. And if you're dealing with a herbal practitioner or a naturopathic doctor or a natural practitioner, or even an allopathic doctor that practices natural medicine, they would typically, even if they have the capsules, they would typically have gotten a hold of a brand or the supplier that they had been basically vetted. But even with that, typically your extract or your tincture is going to be stronger. Tincture is always going to be stronger than a capsule, unless it's an extract, or unless the capsule is an extract. And then even then, the tincture may still be. It just depends. Anxiety and dizziness or heart palpitations or changes in blood pressure are rare side effects for some people. Again, for some people, it's very rare, but sometimes there may be issues of anxiety, dizziness, and heart palpitations because yohimbe is actually a pretty powerful herb. Also, men who are receiving any medical treatment for anxiety or depression, high blood pressure, or migraine, or seizure disorders should consult with their doctors before taking yohimbe. Again, especially if you have high blood pressure, if you're on any medication, you need to check with your doctor. And if your doctor is not aware if he's not aware of yohimbe and how it works, you should check with him first. If you've been recommended to take this by a herbalist or a doctor, and make sure. And most natural doctors, naturopaths, will also check what you're on once they know what drugs you're on, and check if there's any potential conflict with your Hembe. And so it's very, very important. But your Hembe is a very, very powerful, powerful herb. And if you're taking Viagra, under no circumstances should you combine your Hembe with Viagra. It could cause you to be into a situation to where that you wouldn't want to be in. Let's just leave it at that. We are about out of time here on Blue Zone Wellness in the episode this week. We thank you for listening. We apologize for those technical difficulties early in the show. It was a little bit out of our control. I think we were down for maybe 3 to 5 minutes. But again, if you joined late and didn't catch all of the show, the replay or the archive should be available with roughly in about 10 to 15 minutes after the show, 20 minutes top. Be sure to join us right here next Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Blue Zone Wellness, and look out for perhaps our doing additional shows during the week. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining us in the zone, the Blue Zone. And until next time, have a great week.